Daily Rest, Tuesday, June 6th, 2023. The theme this week is Trinity. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, verse 19, from the ESV. God is triune. Human minds struggle with the Trinity. How can one thing be three things, and yet only one thing? It's either three, or it's one. Seems so, but there are even things in this physical life that our minds don't understand. Gravity, magnetism. We simply accept them. Move to the spirit world. Can you understand a spirit? A living, thinking, moving being with no physical body or physical brain? The concept of the Trinity takes us even farther. It is a concept far beyond us. Whether we can understand it does not matter. Whether it is biblical does matter. These passages show that there is one God with one name, yet there are three persons. From Isaiah 45, verse 5, I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. Matthew 28, 19, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13, 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And Genesis 1, 26. Let us, plural, make, singular verb, man, in our image. We accept the Trinity by faith. Leave logic at the gate. Three separate identities, persons, within one spirit being. Each is fully God. Not just one-third God, not just three views of God. In fact, in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9. And when Peter speaks to Ananias about his lies, he says, Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? You have not lied to men, but to God. Each is fully God. A mystery. Do you sense with humility the vast difference between the triune God and sinful, mortal man? It is intimidating. Yet the triune God is merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. He's for you. Through Christ's death and resurrection, he gives a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29, 11. You carry his name. Triune Lord, in your loving mysterious essence and grace, forgive my sinful heart. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.